Thursday, the 27th of November, Kof Tes Mar Cheshvan, Rabbi Chaim Freshwater, the Mechira of the Bechora.
Morning. Find this week's Sedra. Vayimke, Yaakov Avinu said to Esau, Vayim Yaakov, Michra Chayim is Bechoroskhali. Yaakov asks Esau that Esau should sell his Bechora to Yaakov. And then Esau answers, Lama Zili Bechora, and then Yaakov asks him to make a shvua, his shavalit, he should swear. And then it says, Vayimke is Bechoros to Yaakov, and Yaakov sold his Bechora. Esau sold his Bechora to Yaakov. Now, exactly what was the sale of this Bechora? It seems to be in Rishonim Tupshotim. Rashi says, and the Mekor of Rashi is a Medrash, etc. Bechorosko, Lefishu HaVoida B'Bechoros. Because the Bechorim, they were the ones who did the Avoida, they were the ones who were Makar Kavunas. Oma Yaakov, Ein Rusha Zeh Kedai, this Rusha is not worthy, Shi Yaakov HaKudosh Baruch Hu, Hishu Makar Tribunus Leilam Kavunas. And Memele, Yaakov asks Esau to sell him the Bechora. So according to Rashi, it seems to be that the sale was in order that Esau shouldn't be the one being Makav Kavunas. In other Rishonim, Rashbam, the Eben Ezra, say that the sale of the Bechora was that Yaakov should be the one to Yashin, at least Pishnaim. Noble Bechora takes in the Yerusha Pishnaim. Rabban talks about it, the Bechora wasn't before Matan Torah, Bal Kapunim. The Yerusha of Bechora, that is what Yaakov asked Esau to sell him. Kamat to Mufushi Gemara in Soita. The Gemara relates in the Sakta Soita that when Yaakov was Nifta, the Shvutim brought him up to bury the Morat of Achpela, is Esau stood there and Esau said, no, it's mine. So Yaakov, the Shvutim said, what do you mean? You sold it to Yaakov. So Esau said that they divided up the Morat of Achpela was given to Pez, Avulam, or the Marishan, the Chava, Abu Masur, so Yaakov already buried Leah there, so he's taken his portion. And the other portion is mine. They said, what do you mean, you sold it? He said, no, I only sold the Chelik of Pishnaim, I only sold the Chelik of the Bechor, I never sold the Chelik of that I should get as a normal Yerush. You see clearly from the world, there was a sale of Yerusha, and Esau sold his Chelik of the Yerusha to Yaakov. The Rechav HaKudosh is Mashma, it's done both. It was a sale of the Avodah, to be able to do the Avodah in Kavunas, and also a chelik in Yerusha. Remember, there's problems with both halakim of the sale. Sam, if you learn the sale was the Avodah, and if you learn the sale was Yerusha, the Shoinim have problems with both mahalkim. Time allowed, we'll try and speak a little bit about both. First, it was Rashi's pshat that it was a sale in order to be able to do the Avodah, to be able to do the Avodah of the Kavunas. The Mizruchi right away asks, what do you mean? A sale? To do the Avodah? So what will be? A Kohen will go over to Yisroel and will sell him for a nice price, a lechem and a zid adushim. It will sell him his right to do the Avodah. If you're not a Kohen, you can't do the Avodah. If you're a Kohen, you can do the Avodah. You bought it, you didn't buy it. What does it mean? You sell the Avodah. You sell the Kohen to do the Avodah. It's not something that you can sell. Ownership is something that's transferable with a sale. To do that Avoda is not something you can sell. A different Mizruchi. The Mizruchi says, Yesh etzmoya, ma hile mechi yezu, vichi yesu shekune kehenusa shal koyen, yukul shavish bekenek, you become up to the koyen by enacting a sale. The Mizruchi learned at the end of the Emes, he didn't acquire the Avoda through the sale. He just made the sale so that Esau should later come along and say, well, that was really, I'm the one who's supposed to be doing the Avodah. So it wasn't really a sale in order to do the Avodah. It was just in order that Esau was chayredin that there was a sale here and that he can no longer do the Avodah. It doesn't really explain the Mizruchi, so how did Yaakov Taka get it? The Maral in Goraya and the Sisa Chachomim being similar from the Taz, in Sefer Divrei David, they learn a little bit differently. They also ask the same question. How can you sell the right to do Avodah? It's not something that you can sell. And the Maral, and the Talmud is very similar, the Maral says there was a chilik between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Avada, he says, after Matan Torah, you cannot sell kohuna. Because the Rebbe Shem says, Kahana do the Avodah, and Yisraelim, Bezurim, they haven't got the koyach b'chal to avoid, and by making a sale, you're not going to be able to create a Yisrael to a coin. It doesn't work. Before Matan Torah, Dr. Maral, it was a different situation. Before Matan Torah, that which the Koyim did avoida wasn't the same as after Matan Torah. And the Maral says that before Matan Torah, it was a covet, a certain covet that they gave to the Koyim that they should be the ones to do the avoida. So to be bald, and then he says, not possible anywhere, before Matan Torah, the avoida was the Koyim. So, kachu, minasvoya, bahamishvot, they passed it. That's the normal thing to do, to allow the elders and the eldest one in the house, so he should be the one to do the avodah. Lemetzonu shezichzel lemedina Torah, shekachu min asvoya v'amishpot, sheyia b'chol agudel v'chushev, the oldest and the most worthy, he's the oivet. Remain it, but it's something that you can sell. It's different to after Matan Torah, and remain it's something that you can sell. It's still not so clear, after this morale, at the end of the day, what exactly are you selling? If it's a certain covenant to do that they gave the right to the Avoida, to the Bchorim, they were machabed the Bchorim, so to speak, to do the Avoida, like you machabed someone to do the Chesamod, and the Maram actually gives that as an example, the machabed someone to lead the Chesamod. Then what exactly is this sale by Yimkez Becherut to the Yaakov? Perhaps that's the Kavon of the Maram, this will mark that in the Indian of Bchorim, for Avodah. Besides a little bit of a contradiction in this Indian of the Bchorim doing Avodah, Rashi here and the Mekoyah we said earlier was a Medrash, it's clear that before Matan Torah, the Avodah was done by the Bchorim. Long before Yetzias Mitzrayim, long before anything, the Avodah was done by the Bchorim. Demesis, a Medrash, the Parshas Bamidbar, states that Udom Rishon did Avodah. So the Medrash, why did the Mishnah do Avodah? Because Odom Rishon was Bchorah Shel Olam. He wasn't the firstborn, but he was the Bchorah of the world. He was the first one in the world, so he was like a Bchorah, and he did Avodah as Bchorah. And the Medrash continues, Avram, Shem was like a Bchorah, Noach was like a Bchorah, Avram was like a Bchorah, and each time the Medrash explains in what way were they similar to Bchorah. Abba Kapurim, you see clearly that the Avodah of the Bchorah was done May Yimoyt Odom Rishon up until Hakomas HaMishkan. In addition, I told in Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos, in the Sechus Vuchim, the Mishnah says that Ad Shulhikim HaMishkan, before the Mishkan was built, Habumas Meturis, it was permitted to be makriv a korban on a bum, you didn't have to bring it to the Mishkan, and Avodah B'Chorev, so the Rambam, Avodah B'Chorev, Me'udah Merishim, from the times of Udah Merishim, up to Lakumas HaMishkan, the Avodah was B'Chorev. However, in Parshas Bamidbar, and again in Parshas Baloitzko, when the Torah tells us that the Parsha of Pidyon HaBchorim, of being Poyed at HaBchorim, the Torah writes that you should be Poyed at HaBchorim with the Kahanim, but the Pasuk is Kiliko B'choyer. Rabbi Yishon says that why do you have to be part of these B'choyerim? Rabbi Yishon, because the B'choyerim are mine. Why? Because in Mitzrayim I was Hikdashti Yoysamli. Rabbi Yishon was Magdish the B'choyerim. Hikdashti Liko B'choyer Yisroel Mev'er Mitzrayim. Hikdashti Liko B'choyer Yisroel Mev'udom Ad Bahemu Liyi Ani Hashem. Rabbi Yishon was Mekadosh the B'choyerim by Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the Rishonim explained that B'makas B'choyeris B'emes the B'chorim were also Rui, even the B'chorim Yisroel were also deserving, because it was a Makkah anyway, they were deserving in some way of the Makkah, and the Rebbe Yishon saved them, and at that time Mikdash Shini called B'chorim B'Yisroel Ma'udam Al-Bahayim Uliyi Ani Hashem. So the B'chorim, it says there, when did the B'chorim get their Kedisha? They got their Kedisha B'shas Makkah's B'chorim when they were in Mitzrayim, and here we find that Avodah was done with the B'chorim from the Yimoyt Udom Rishon. This kasha I found the Sefer Torah Zeiv from the Velvel Chachik, who was Talmud the Biskrov, he lives in Yishalayim. He asked this question: how could it be that the Avodah was B'chorim Yimoyt Udom Rishon, brings the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, the Medrash, and Dushtait, in Pusik, that it was only by Makkah's B'chorim. Another question, the Gemara Bechoyres Dabdalud, the Gemara Bechoyres Dabdalud has a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether or not there was a din of Pidyon Bechoyer for those Bechoyrim born in the Midbar. Because the Gemara is Medaik, the Pusik says, said after Anokas Tvinu, Mahol Yuki V'yacho, he said it's a din of to be Poyed Yub Choyer, but the Pasha starts off, Mahol Yuki V'yacho, when you come in to Eretz Yisrael. It would seem to be that whilst they were in the Midbar, there wasn't that din of Pidyon Bechoyrim. But Pasha said, Eredi Mitzrayim, Kadosh Yikol Bechoyer, Eretz Yisrayim, is the Machaikis of Yechon Eshlukish. The Yechon says, Kipshu Bechoyer to Midbar, they were Kodesh. And Rish Lakish says, no kitchen b'chayim in Midbar. There was no condition of those b'chayim that were born in the Midbar. Those b'chayim in Mitzrayim, who were there b'shat makas b'chayim, those b'chayim were Kodesh. But between makas b'chayim in Mitzrayim and when the Vesel says, through all those b'chayim born in that kufa were not established. That is the shit of Rish Lakish. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how could you say, Eitzer Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, how could you say that the Bechorim, which were born in Midbar, were Kodesh, it's often a Mishnah. Actually, who come a Mishkan? A Mishnah in Zvuchim. Hoi Bumitz Beturit. The Bumitz were permitted. But Avoida the Bechorim. And Avoida was done, the Bechorim. So you see something in the Gemara, there was a condition of Bechorim before Akumas HaMishkan. Now, the Gemara is a Pella, and the Gemara itself asked the question, that Rish Lakish is Moida, that the Bechorim who were born in Mitzrayim were Kodesh. She only spoke about the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar. Now the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar before Akumas HaMishkan were exactly 1 year old. So those Bechorim, Kula Alma, didn't do any Avodah before Akumas HaMishkan, they weren't capable. So the Gemara explains what the Kasha was. But Akapunim, the Gemara has a problem for this Mishnah, that you see that Avodah was done with Bechorim, and how could Rish Lakish say that the Bechorim which were born in the Midbar weren't Miskabish? Described in Stemple, in Sechus Chayyaz, it doesn't sound as good. That's it. The Gemara in the Chayyaz is bringing two things, which are Mishkashay. What is the Rebbe Rish Lakish discussing? The Rebbe Rish Lakish are talking about the din of being Poyda Bechor. That din started in Mitzrayim, Kalish Shekho Bechor, but then you have to be Poyda Bechor. What is the Mishnah, what is the Gemara bring? A Mishnah about Avoyda Bechor. Avoyda Bechor started long before. The Marishan was a Bechor. Yaakov Avinu bought from Esau the Bechor to do that Avoyda. That's nothing to do with Mitzrayim. Rish Lakish is Moida, Avada, that the Bechorim did Avoyda in Moida through the Marishan. He only said what? The condition of Bechor that has a din of Pidyon Aben, that didn't exist yet until the Midbar. But the fact that Avoyda was Bechorim, that was long before. So why is the Gemara bringing a raya that there was Kedushas Bechorim from the fact that Bechorim could do the Avoyda? The Hechers, those are two separate halachas. There's one halacha that Bechor is Kudish and he needs Pidyon Aben, that's one halacha, and that halacha Rav Shlokesh holds wasn't Merik for those Bechorim born in the Midbar, but that Bechorim did Avoyda, that had nothing to do with that. That was who the Marishan was ready of Bechorim for Avoyda. Yaakov and Esau was Bechorim for Avoyda. It's a bit close question on the Gemara, he remained Batzorchi. Perhaps we can answer all this and say that the Emes, there were two halachas of Avoyda with Bechorim. We find by mitzvahs, the halacha, that a person can have a schus, a right to do a mitzvah. The Mushul, the Malacha says in the Sefer Shabbos, the Matotah and Gimel, that if a person promised a moil, I know there was a Brit this morning, a person promised a moil that Met Hashem, I'm going to have a baby and I'm going to give you the right to do the Brit. If the Malacha brings the Machloikas, whether if the baby was not yet born when he told this moil, he promises him the Brit, whether or not, it's going to look at the Dubash Lubul Oilam, and you can't be koyin a dovash lebu loyla. But that's clear from the Malka. If the baby was already born, and it was a few days before his bris, you call up a moil, and you tell the moil, you should know, I'm making a bachelor bris, I'd like to be mechabed you, you should be the one to do the bris, you can't be choyz anymore. Why? Because he was zoicha in the right to do the bris. The problem is the pasha, there was no kinyan there. To be zoicha in something, you need to make a kinyan. So besides the problem of dovash lebu loylam, adova bo loylam, does it exist yet the right? Does it not yet exist the right? How exactly did he acquire that right? It was a dovash lebu loylam at the time. That's the bezunder shmuz. How you can acquire that right on something that doesn't yet exist. But Al-Kapun, you see from here, you can have a certain right to do a mitzvah. The moral has a schus, it is. You can't take it away from him. Now it belongs to him, the schus to do that mitzvah of mina. Could be, yeah, no, it's his, you can't take it away from him. He is the one, he might also get the mitzvah by doing it, and you cannot take it away from him, you can't give it to someone else. It's not shlichus, it's more than shlichus, it's a certain schus, he was kind of the right to do that mitzvah, although it's like maybe shlichus as well. But it's a certain, yeah, but a certain right to do that mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. What if you find out something that you didn't know before and
want to
happen?
Could be. It could be like this. Maybe perhaps we can say that the avodah b'chayra that was from the Yemei Zehut HaMarishon until Yetzias Mitzrayim was without gather. It was a certain schus, a certain right to do that mitzvah. Not that it was a kedusha that they were the kahanim and anyone else is a zor cannot do the avodah because he's a zor. He's not kosher to do the avodah. That only happened when b'chayrim when it's kaddish. B'chayrim when it's kaddish. Then they became the Kahanim, and everybody else was a Zohar, and the Zohar couldn't do that Avodah. But before then, it wasn't a Kedusha, like Kahuna, that they were the Kahanim to do that Avodah. Beforehand, it was a Schus, a certain right to do that Avodah. Like there's a right to be the Moel, it was a right, a Schus, a certain Chashamishpatik, a Schus, that they acquired the right, the Bukhariim had that right to do that Avodah. It's pushing the issue of the question that Torah Zayt asks, that the theory you find out Voida was a Purim long before you see it's Mitzrayim, and the Psikim is Mashma that the Pidyon of Purim was because they were in the Skadish in Mitzrayim. Avada. They did that Voida beforehand, not because it's Kedusha. They did that Voida beforehand as a Schus, as a right. A right, if the version takes it away, it takes it away. You don't have to replace it. But the Kedusha that they were in the Skadish, that had to be. Nifted, that happened. You need a pigeon to take away that kedusha, and that they will play the with the levim. Yehuda Tamakol Chashubi in Sipporim and Parshas Bamidbar doesn't say it's a schus, but he says very clearly, "Kili kol b'chayim." He splits the pasuk, "Kili kol b'chayim." The b'chayim are always nine. He says they always did that avoda. Other the yoyim akoytzi kol b'chayim be'et Mitzrayim hiktash kili kol b'chayim. The kedusha of the b'chayim that was only in Mitzrayim. And the Kedusha is what requires Pidyon, as I said in the former. He doesn't actually say what it was before Mitzrayim, but he splits the process. Kali kol b'chayim mikadem. I always had the b'chayim. They were always mad to do that avodah. Oh, but b'yoyim ha'koyti kol b'chayim at the time, then he k'tashti yoyim then it was chalak Kedusha. Going back to the Gemara b'chayim, it's nishtin gansim yusha, but it could be the Gemara held that once there was a Kedusha which was chalam b'chayim, then you can't do that avodah as you did previously, as just because you had the right to do that avodah. The Gemara understands that once it was the kedusha on the bechorim, it could be only those that were established to do that avodah. They had the right to do that avodah. So the Gemara, if the kahanim and the bechorim born in the midbar weren't established, then they can't do that avodah. Although they could have done that avodah before Yetzias Mitzrayim without the kedusha as a right to do that avodah, of a soft cut off, if there was now a din that the bechorim were established, you couldn't now go give that avodah to someone who didn't have the kedusha. If it's correct what we're saying, then we understand what it means. By Yimke as Becharusa, you can make a sale, you can sell that good, and then it's come out from Surah Shapostik in the Torah, a similar thing. Pusik says in Pasha Shoiftim that the Kahanim, they divided themselves up into Mishmuras. Yeah? They divided each week, a different Kohen, different group of Kahanim, had the right to do that Veda. Shtekin Pusik, Levad Mimkurov Alo'ovus. So Tashi, what does it mean? The Vad Mimkurav Alovis, that the Kahanim got together and they sold each other. I'll take 1 week and you take the other week. So they swapped. There was a certain sale, right? Mimkurav Alovis. They sold the right to do the Avodah Mesamidish. You see, you can sell a right to do Avodah. So that was also the Yimkez Becharusay Yaakov. Esav sold his rights to do the Avodah in the Mesamidish. But of it was negated to Rashi's chart that the sale was for the Avodah. There's another pshat mentioned earlier that the sale was on the Yerusha. Then framing the Rishonim and Avreis Akasha, how could you sell the Yerusha? In the Furush Gemara, you cannot sell Yerusha. Yerusha is a dovah shalei bala olam, something that doesn't yet exist to be yours. It's not yet yours. You can't sell it. You can sell something that's yours. You cannot sell something that's not yet yours. So someone says, that which I'm going to yashin from my father, when his father will die, he's going to sell it to you. You can't enact such a sale because it's a dovish lebeloilam. It doesn't belong to you to sell. You can't sell something that doesn't yet belong to you. So how could Esav sell the bechira to Yaakov, the Yerusha of the bechira? It was a dovah shlebuloil. Isn't the Rishonim do etachetiritzim? The Torah, brings the name of the Rosh, that the Rosh said that Kaka can't sell a dovah shlebuloil. It sounds a pshat. But if, in addition to the sale, you make a shvua, you swear, then you can sell a dovah shlebuloil. And that's why it's up to Rosh. Yaakov told Esav not just to sell it, no, shavali. He asked him for a shvur. Why did he ask him for a shvur? Why wasn't it enough to sale? Because the sale alone wasn't good enough, wasn't valid enough, because it in the dovah shlebuloil wasn't here yet. But together with the shvur, then you can make a kinyan on a dovah shlebuloil. The Rivosh argues with the Rosh, and the Rivosh says that there was no such tshuva. Lava Rostal. It cannot be not the Torah and not the Rosh would have said such a thing. I'm not going to say that such great men, that they said such a smura which doesn't make any sense. And then he says, so what's Taka Lipshat? So how could Yaakov buy the Bukhari from Esav? It was a Dovah Shulam. I don't have such a problem with it. It was before Matan Torah. Now who told you? Who told you that before Matan Torah you couldn't sell a Dovah Shlebuloil? So we have Amachlokes, the Rivosh and the Rosh. Well, then it's two Nekudas in the Machlokes. The Rosh holds a Dovah Shlebuloil with a Shvua can be sold. The Rivosh holds no such thing. On the other hand, the Rosh seems to hold there's a problem in selling a Dovah Shlebuloil before Matan Torah as well. He says that he has a problem and he answers it together with a Shvua. Whilst the Rivosh says there's a chilik between Kodim Matan Torah and Lacham Matan Torah. So, what's the pshat in the Mechlikas, the Rosh and the Rivosh? Some of the Shailim Achronim and Israelis, Lekan and Lekan from Gemurus and from Rishonim, why can a person not sell a Dovah Shlebuloilam? Why can't he sell a Dovah Shlebuloilam? One pshat seems to be is that Lo Gomer Makni. For every kinyan to be chal, for every sale to be chal, or any chalos to be chal, there has to be a certain agreement and a certain hachlofa by the moicha and the lekeach, the buyer and the seller, that they're selling, they agree to sell. On something which is not yet yours to sell, or which doesn't exist yet in the world, it's the word gehalten that you cannot have a proper gemurah doubt, you cannot have a real hachlofa, saimitza the moicha, saimitza the lekeach, to enact this kinyan. Not the moicha really means it. And not that the kayak really means it. They both don't really mean it. In the Rechaim HaKudosh in this week's Sefer, so clearly, the reason why you can't sell Dovah Shlebuloilam, they don't really mean it. It's not possible to really mean something. You have it in front of you, you own it, then you can say, yeah, I'm going to sell it. And then the kayak believes you. But in time with the Dovah Shlebuloilam, there's a complete lack of trust. There's no doubt to the Kinyan B'chlam. The other pshat is, maybe the Toshna pshat, that in order to make a kinyan on something, you need to be the owner of it. There's a certain ownership on the chayfet that enables you to sell it. Enables to make a krach, to be makna something, to enact a kinyan on something, you need to be the owner of it. If you're not the owner of it, you cannot enact that kinyan. Well, who are you for this chayfet to be able to make a chalut kinyan on it? You cannot make a kinyan on something that doesn't belong to you. So it's a certain chesurim mitzad the ownership. As there is mashma in Shuvas Nei Debiyuda that the chesurim is mitzad bailis, mitzad the ownership. You cannot sell something that you don't own yet. Not because there's a chesurim mitzad the da'ah, the agreement. Now, the Rosh says that any of the makas of a shavu, you can't sell. Oh, but if he makes the shavu and he swears that he's going to do it, then it will work. What's the pshat? If the kinyan doesn't work, how can a shvua make a kinyan bichal? Shvua is in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, and how does that help to make kinyanim bichal? Kinyanim eat kinyanim. How could a shvua help to make a kinyan? It's a chayav pushit, the Rosh held. The reason why Eir the Makna Dovah Shlebuloilam is because there's not a real achlut, there's no hachkumah. That's all. I'm going to have to and I say, I'm going to tell you something, which is a Dovah Shlebuloilam, so it's a little, it's a joke. But if the man stands up and he makes a shvur and he swears, no, I'm being very serious and I'm giving you and I'm telling you the chayf, it's a Dovah Shlebuloilam, well then I know he's very serious about it. The Moich is serious and the Lekech is serious. So that shows a certain seriousness in the mechir. Then you can have a kinyan being chal even on a dover shlebuloilo. That is how the Rosh learns. The Rivosh, the Chaya learns. No, dover shlebuloilo. The reason why you can't sell it, you can't give it away, is because you're not the owner. It's not yours to give away. So the Rivosh, it's ridiculous. The Shmuel is not going to help you. Shmuel is not going to give you that power to, and that koyach to be able to make a kinyan on something that you don't own. If you don't own it, you don't own it. And the Shmuel is never going to help you. The Rivosh says there's a chilik between Kodim Matan Torah and Acha Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, you could sell, and Acha Matan Torah, you can't sell a Dovah Shubalayla. That's that the same achlokes is why, the reason why the Rivosh holds you can sell a Dovah Shubalayla before Matan Torah is the same shit to why he holds a Shvuah doesn't work. Gzeramul, heard, Zohar Medrash in Ruth. The Medrash in Ruth says, on the Pusik, those who fully meet through on the gill of the smear, shulaf is naloi, the kain called over. Look the medrash, in front of the medrash. The medrash is in Ruth, parsha zayin oisud aleph. The medrash says those who fully meet through on the gill of the smear, the kain called over. Yeah, shat and pussy parsha says. But this was always how they did things in Klal Yisrael. The list of Funim Yisrael, Allah Ge'ele Balatmir, when they wanted to sell something or they wanted to swap something. So how did they show make the Kinyan Bichal? The Kain called over, then the Shon Lefishnale, they removed either Mechloikas, either Nal is a glove or a shoe, and they made with that Kinyan, Kinyan Chalitim. The Medrash starts, Tantip Shat. The Shoova, originally, Hoyu Mekalsin Allah Gula, they were Meshavayach with the Bereshman for the Gula. The Medrash touches Gula literally for redemption. Shenema zekeli vanvei. Klal Yisrael says zekeli vanvei, and then the achshav later on al atzmura they mix things up. Shenema vayumirius kvoidom. They exchange the covenant of Yerushalayim. The tavnis shor oichel eisen. They exchange kaviyuchel of Yerushalayim with an egel azur. That's al atzmura. It's a very nice shot. What does it got to do with the pusik about the kain called dover v'shula tishnalu? Ketamu yishlam merov. It's very good with bengis. Said tavnis medrash. And someone showed me, the man in London, Rosh Hashiva, Rav Greenspan, at a site from Malachis Machshavet, this is exactly the same shot in the Medrash. I looked at this. There was a chilik between before Matan Torah and Acha Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, to make a kinyan, you didn't need a master kinyan. Everything went by the word of mouth. The Moichit said to the Keach, I'm going to give it to you, sending it to you, the Keach agreed, and that was it. Everything went by the word of mouth. It wasn't necessary to make a master kinyan. There was enough gemurah staff just with Apizib. The Acha Matan Torah that changed, and the Acha Matan Torah required a certain master kinyan to make the kinyan bichal between the Moich and the Lekech. Before Matan Torah, everything went by the word of mouth. Why? Because by agreement, he had agreed to give it to you, but then that's fine. As long as there's an agreement, that's fair. So it's the Funim Yisru of the Alagula. That is also that you can say by Kriyas Yamsu Zekai Levanvei. The Stein and then the Bereish from the Zekai Vanvei. A few short months later, Stein is there and the Tanzan Arim and Eger and say, Eile Lehechi Yisrael. Look, we saw how much it's worth by the word of mouth. They said Zekai Vanvei, and a few months later, they've exchanged it to the Adin and it's Eile Lehechi Yisrael and the Negel Azov, the Tavn Shur Eichel Eser. It's the Zoyt of Funim Yisrael. Originally, Taki Kinyunim went by the word of mouth. Hoba Allah Gilev Allah Smira. We saw how Kaisel originally said, Zekeli Vanvei, and then they exchange it with Tavn Shor Eichel Eser. Obezei no more, can't rely on the word of mouth. Obezei Vuskazayim, Vashol Efishnaloi, the only way to make a kinyan is with a master kinyan, a kain called Dover, you've got to make a master kinyan. Azuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuz require Malka Kinyan. Everything went by the word of mouth. The Rivash holds that what's the chesuron of a Dubah Shlebu Lo'ilam? Because you cannot make a Malka Kinyan on a Dubah Shlebu Lo'ilam. Took the Rivash, well, that's only after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, where there's a haluk of a Malka Kinyan, then as a din, you can't create a Malka Kinyan on a Dubah Shlebu Lo'ilam. Marriage to Enki before Matan Torah, where everything works by the word of mouth, just by agreement, well, you can have an agreement on Dubah Shlebu Lo'ilam as well. That's the shit of the Rivash. The Rosh, who he holds the chesuron of Dubah Shlebu Lo'ilam, is not because it's a chesuron you cannot make, create a kingdom of Dubah Shlebu Lo'ilam. The chesuron is mitzad the haskoma, there's no proper haskoma, there's no gemira das on a sale. Well, for format and Torah, you also need the debt. So, the Rosh, there's no chilik between the format and Torah and Acha Matan Torah. Just like to finish off with the vault in Avedis Yisroel, actually on next week's Sedra, in the case of this week's Sedra, the Medrash says in Parshas Vayetze, on Behinah Hi Leah, when Yaakov found Leah, he said to her, Remaisa Batramua, you're a swindler, the daughter of a swindler. I asked you yesterday if you're Ruchel, and you said yes. So she answered back to him. Very nice. So to every Rebbe has Talmidim, so I learned it from you. You came into Yaakov, and Yitzchak asked you, are you Esav? And you said, yeah, no, it's Esav B'cheh, so I'm exactly the same. It seems to be at the Yigit Shepherd, and she shepherd back. So I'm already get shot from Kodesh to Magid, and I'm ready to throw him, so Samus brings it down as well, so this is spider from the vault. So that is. Yaakov, when he bought the B'cheh off Esav, he didn't just buy the B'cheh, he brought the whole chelik of the Avodah, which Esav was supposed to bring out in this world, Yaakov acquired that. It wasn't just the sale of Bechorah, it was a sale on the whole chelik Avodah of Esau. Rashi brings that Leah was supposed to get married to Esau. Why was Leah supposed to get married to Esau? Because Leah, she was the Bat Zivuk for that chelik of the Avodah of Esau. When Yaakov bought the Bechorah from Esau, he took over, he acquired that chelik of the Avodah. So then, he was deserving of Leah as his bazilis. So he said to Leah, I asked you if you're Ruchel, and you answered me yes. So she said, well, I learned from you. You answered Anochi Esav. Why did he answer Anochi Esav? Because he said it was Esav. He acquired the chelik of Esav. He acquired that chelik of the Avodah. Well, if you acquired that chelik of the Avodah of Esav, well, now I'm your bazilis. And that's why I said that I'm Taka Ruchel, I'm Taka your bazilis.